May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love one for another. I think these passages about love, loving everyone and one another, are the most difficult passages in the whole of the Bible. When I sat down in my study last night and looked over what I had prepared for this morning, it was already my third service. And as I was going through the things that I'd prepared, it just didn't feel right. And I've got quite a few commentaries, and the one I picked up, I thought, this is so good. I want to share this with you. And I realised that there's a connection between the Gospel and the reading from Acts. This is the fifth Sunday of Easter. Today's text comes from us, from that portion of John's Gospel which I shared with you a couple of weeks ago, that is part of the farewell discourses. And you might say to me, well, at the moment, how come we keep going back to those readings which are before Jesus goes to the cross? It's almost like going backwards, isn't it? But it's really important, because in those passages, Jesus is telling his disciples and us what it's going to be like after his death, his resurrection, and his ascension. Here Jesus begins his instruction to the disciples, a new commandment to love one another. Significantly, this is the first time in John's Gospel that love commandment is given. And rather than situated within a discussion of the greatest commandment in the Jewish law, as in the synoptic accounts, I want to share those with you because I think they are really good. John states it as a new commandment, just for the followers of Jesus. He's only sitting with his disciples at this point. Then in the Mark's Gospel account of this, when asked of Jesus, what commandment is the greatest? This is what Jesus said. The first is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. And the second is this, you shall love your neighbour as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. And then in Luke's Gospel, which is the first of the two volumes series of the same author from which the reading from Acts is drawn. And isn't it interesting that Peter in his vision there's three responses again. Three times he denied Jesus. Three times Jesus asked him, do you love me? And three times Jesus is revealing to him that the Gospel is for everyone. So in Luke, you might remember, it's not even Jesus who states the command. Instead, Jesus asked the lawyer that came to him, asking him, what did he need to do to inherit eternal life? Do you remember? Does anybody remember what came after that? Does anybody remember what Jesus said to that lawyer? He told him the story of the Good Samaritan. Told him the story of the Good Samaritan. When the lawyer asks who is his neighbour, remember, Jesus responds by telling the story of the man who fell into the hands of robbers. The parable is commonly called the story of the Good Samaritan, as we know it. But if we are to take Jesus' commandment to love neighbour seriously, the focus of the parable should not be so much on the one acting in love, the Samaritan, as it is on the one who receives the love, the unidentified victim. Interesting. The victim is the neighbour, the one whom Jesus is instructing the lawyer and the disciples to love. In Acts, we find the commandment making no distinction. How important is that to be reminded of? There is no distinction. No human being can we make a distinction to love or not to love. Well, how difficult is it? I don't know about you. I wasn't happy to love the person who broke into our house and stole our computers and phone and my car. I don't know if you want to love somebody who's responsible for what's happening in the Gaza at the moment. So how hard is this? It's not easy to love. One of the reasons I included the Acts reading is because I belong that they belong together. And that's why I wanted to share that with you. Carolyn Lewis is a teacher at a college in America, and she says in her commentary, Jesus' command to love one another is dangerously out of context. Read without its likely framework, it becomes another biblical platitude quoted by those who think it's easy and who rarely stick to it themselves. I go back to the beginning when I said, how difficult is it to love everyone and one another? There was a homeless man who turned up at a minister's house one night. He must have been lucky enough to see a notice that told you where to find the minister in the birthplace. You need to remember that. And he opens the door, and of course, ministers, as some of you will know who a minister's kids, will know that it usually happens when you're in the middle of your team. Right? You can see you nodding. And it happens at our place too. So he opens the door and there's a homeless person and he was explaining his situation and something that we're told not to do anymore, remember? You don't invite a stranger into your house. And he invites the stranger to join them at dinner. And they could all see him enjoying every bit of the food that was in front of him and realise that he probably hadn't had a meal for a long time. But one of the things, and I don't know if you were in the habit of doing that, when I was very young and we had dinner, then my father would always read a passage out of the Bible at the dinner table. But this minister used to not do that, but he used to ask questions from the Bible. He found that that would be a good way to continue to teach the kids. And he thought, well, I don't want to embarrass a homeless person. When I get to him, I'll ask him a question that I think that everybody knows. So he asks the kids a question, they all have fun. And he gets to the homeless man and he says, do you know how many commandments there are? And he says, 11. And the minister said, no, there's only. And the homeless man said, well, how disappointing. Have you not heard the new commandment? Do you love one another as Jesus loved you? Jesus' command in John's Gospel follows the presence of people. That is why Bible study is so good. And I hope Susan doesn't mind me saying. Susan, you know, at Bible study, people in the congregation come up with gems that I can use in my sermon on Sunday. I'm so grateful. And she said that when Jesus sat with his disciples and told them what he said, "By this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." Susan said, "He waited till Judas was gone. Isn't it annoying when the reading says, after he went out?" Right, who went out? Well, the reading before it is the foot washing and the dinner, and Jesus says to Judas, "Well, you better hurry up and do what you're going to do." And Susan said, "He waited till Judas was gone because Judas was certainly not being who Jesus said to his disciples needed to be." And that's exactly right. "I give you a new commandment that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also should love one another." Not only did Judas go out to do his horrible thing, Jesus probably knew what Peter was going to do as well, and what the other disciples were going to do. So how special is it then for Jesus to speak these words? Thank you, Susan. Shows that when evil seems to be having its way, when those we thought were close, we thought we could trust, abandon us, when the actions and words of clearly come from hate and suspicion and prejudice, we are asked to choose love. We are asked to choose love. For John's Jesus, this was showing love by being the world's light. What it means to be a follower. And a follower is a disciple. So we are all disciples of Christ. For Luke, Jesus, this was showing the world how to offer aid and concern, helping victims, eating with those different from you, baptizing whole households, slaves, women and children. That's what happened in the Acts reading. Being a loving community. Did you see all the lovers? The disciples were asked to choose love in the aftermath of betrayal and in the midst of uncertainty. Remember the reading? They went out back in the boat to go fishing. Jesus was on his way to the cross, resurrection and ascension. This is what he wanted them to do after he was not with them any longer in person. This is the love Jesus is asking us to live. When you love, you can more easily see the love that surrounds you. It's something that Jenny said this morning. When you love, you can more easily recognize acts of love. When you love, you can more clearly sense expressions of love. Love can often be overlooked, taken for granted, dismissed as just an act of kindness when you are not used to living. Love one another as I have loved you, as Christ has loved you. What an amazing thing it is that God asked of each of us. And how difficult is it? But we are actually the community that enables love to happen in the outside world. much we need that at the moment. So that you continue, you and I continue to be a symbol. A symbol of not only love, but what it means to be a community of faith. God will give us the strength of his Holy Spirit, just like he revealed to Peter in that dream. Take notice of your dreams. He will strengthen us with that spirit to do exactly what he asked the disciples to do. Where I'm going, you cannot come, he says. But I give you a new commandment, that you love one another just as I loved you. You also should love one another. And by this, everyone will know you are my disciple.